Sefer called Oitzrois Oiraisa. We used this in the past. Oiraisa, Torah. From Harav Chaim, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Shin Mem Resh Lamed Resh.
Shmerl?
It's a last name.
Shmerler.
Okay, he says here, Mareinu Rosh HaYeshiva Rav Chaim Shmerler. I don't know where. I'm not familiar from where.
Because there's a Rav Shmerla who's Rosh Hashiva in Sons.
Could be. It's a very high level sefer. I usually don't use it because it's over my head. It's heavy. It's a heavy duty sefer. This week, for whatever reason, I was zeicha. I was able to decipher to some degree what it says in the sefer in this parsha. A very fascinating topic. Topic of incarceration, prison, jail, all the various words. Chas v'shalom, lo yoleinu, chas v'shalom. Why would we want to talk about such an unpleasant topic? Because it's this week's parsha. The mekoshesh, they found in the desert a person that was mekoshesh etzim. There's a machlokes, what that means. He gathered wood, he cut down wood, he carried wood, he was mechalel Shabbos. An individual was mechalel Shabbos. In the pasuk says, not a medrash, it's not a zohar, it's not a legend, it's an explicit pasuk in the Torah. Vayanichu also ba mishmar. They put him in prison, under watch. Kiloy feirash ma yaselo. They did not know what to do with him. They had to consult with the Ribbono shel Olam. What do we do with this person that was mechalel Shabbos? So they put him in prison. So this opens up the question, what exactly is a prison? What is a prison? What's the role? What's the purpose? Why would you want to put another person, another human being in prison? And are you allowed on Shabbos to put a person in prison? Is there a problem of tzedah? What?
Why didn't they know that
law?
They didn't know
the halacha. That's rash. That's a machloek. It's rishonim what they did not know, and that's going to be enough. Meaning, what is a prison? Now, I remember many years ago when I was in elementary school, I remember the English. One of the teachers, the Mudei Chol, secular education. Mr. Rules is my math teacher in sixth grade. Everything that I don't know. He was very tough. Very tough. You had these cards. What are those cards called?
Delaney cards?
Delaney cards. Everyone had to be in their seat, in their spot. He came in every single day, took attendance. He was on the board. He was a fantastic, fantastic teacher. Okay, I remember vaguely a teacher telling us, trying to get us to think a little bit, trying to describe to us, what is the purpose in America? Okay, I'm not talking about the Torah, let's talk about America. Why in America, when a person is in prison, we live in a free country, Baruch Hashem, Chaste Hashem, when a person is put in prison, what's the purpose of putting a person in prison? Is it a punishment to the person? No, he didn't even use that word. The teacher, just going back, whatever it was, he was trying to have us write an essay to have us think a little bit. Is it the purpose to punish him? You've committed a crime and you'd have to suffer? Or no, in America, it's a free country, the government does not view itself in the role of punishing people. It's not what a free country is all about. The reason why the government puts people in prison is to protect society. A person who's a criminal harms other people. In a free country where there's pursuit of liberty, freedom, happiness, we're not here to punish people. We're here to protect good people. This individual, what? But we'll talk about America. What we want to protect people from criminals. So we're going to put you away in a prison so you should not harm someone else. Lamai nafkamina. What's going to be nafkamina? What kind of prison do you go? In prison, do you have steak dinners? Do you have luxuries? Do you have... What if a prison is a punishment? Punishment. So they can torture you in prison. They can give you the worst accommodations, rodents, mice, who knows what they can be. But if the prison is not viewed as a punishment, it's just viewed as it's a means of protecting harmful people from harming society, then you live in a free country. You have rights. In prison, you have rights like everyone else. You have a right to a college education. You have a right to go for a PhD. You have a right to right to anything you could possibly want, to play golf, whatever you can possibly want. As long as you are protected from harming society. Okay, then you've thrown out something else, which I was too young to think about until I got much older. This idea that they don't want to call today, they don't call it a prison, they call it a correction facility. That prison today is viewed as rehabilitation. You're there in order to fix the problem. You have a problem, you need therapy, you need medication, you need whatever you need. Someone has to bang some sense into you. You're there to be rehabilitated. We're not here to punish you. We're not really here to protect you from society. We don't necessarily view you as a threat to society. We want to rehabilitate. It's a whole new idea. That's a third idea. Okay? What does, now with that in mind, especially this mamish and yon of the yomitz, you can't say it's a coincidence that one of the most sensational escapes from prison has taken place this week. Okay? What? It's sensational. Two hardened criminals. A murderer. The other one was not a murderer. What was the other one? One was a murderer. Both the murderers? Both murderers? They and this is a movie. Even in the movies, this is going to
become a movie.
They're going to ready working on the script. Two people, they broke out of a high security prison in the most incredible. They had to go dig, break through brick walls, cut through bars.
How did they get away?
Go and dig through tunnels, come out of a manhole. You can't make this stuff up. Even in the movies, you don't hear about such. And also, there's an accomplice. Someone's supposed to meet them. A secretary's supposed to pick them up. Doesn't show up. They got to improvise, escape to a different country. It's out of the movies. Incredible. It's not a coincidence. We're in the Torah. You have a prison. Breaking out of jail. It's parasha. It's great source material for a drasha. Okay, the question is, what does the Torah, what do Chazal say about this concept of a prison? What is it all about? So in fact, there's quite a bit of material to discuss. Let's go through. First of all, let's look at the Torah itself. Okay, everything I'm telling you is coming over here from this Sefer. Number one is, where do we find it? So we find it over here in this week's parasha, right? This week's parasha. Number two, where's the first source of a prison? Yosef. Yosef was put into the prison. Now, it's important to take note of the terms the Torah uses. It says there, Vayesor oso, it says, Vayanichu oso b'mishmar. B'mishmar. Beis asoar. Yosef was put into prison. Yosef imprisoned his brothers. When they came down to him, he accused them, Miraglim atem. Very good for this parasha also. You are spies. You're spying out the land. You're Miraglim. It says, Vayesor oso le'enehem. He imprisoned Shimon. He took Shimon. He said, you go back home, and your one brother, Shimon, is going to be imprisoned. Next example, Eldad u'Medad, last week's parsha. But what did Yeshua say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Ke'lo'im. These two individuals, Eldad u'Medad, they are saying things that should not be heard. Ke'lo'im, which simply means put them in prison. Lock them up. Rashi's second interpretation means put them in, lock them up. Where else do we have a prison? We have also by the Mekalel. The Mekalel was also put in prison. Okay, so we have in the Torah, we have a lot to work with. Okay, so let's now take a look at this week's parasha. Rashi in this week's parasha says, "Vayanichoy soy b'mishmar the mekoshesh ki loy farash ma ye osela." What should be done to this person? Rashi says, "Lo hayu yoidin be'ezem misayamos." It was clear as day yischayiv misa. He was a mechalal Shabbos. Hoytza. Koitzer, Ma'amer, he was Mechal Shabbos. The only question is, do we give him Skila, Srefa, Chenek, or Herik? But it's Chayiv Misa. So therefore, in the meantime, let's put him in prison. What?
When you give a Hasra, you have to tell him.
Okay, maybe that was all part of the question. That was all part of it. But one thing was certain, he was Chayiv Misa. The end was he got Skila, but he was Chayiv Misa. It seems like he was warned. He was Chayiv Misa. So therefore, why did they put him in prison? So this is what the vast majority of the commentators explain. He should not run away.
Detention.
So there we learn a whole new Yisait. prison is nothing more than detention. At least in this aspect, it's not a punishment. They're not here to punish you. We're not here to rehabilitate you. We're not here to save you from society. A Mechal Shabbos is not killing anyone. He's not a danger to society. A Mechal Shabbos, he carry on Shabbos. The whole world is carrying on Shabbos. Not a danger to society, but he's going to run away.
When did he run in the Midbar? It doesn't matter.
Where do these two convicts, where are they running? I don't know. They find somewhere to run.
They can't judge him on Shabbos.
What? Not necessarily. Shabbos, it's mashma. You can't kill a person on Shabbos. You can't execute a person on Shabbos. But judging a person on Shabbos, me'ikra din yes. Me'ikra din bezin can sit. Me'ikra hadin minatara yes. Medrabana not. Okay, I want to bring out the issues. Okay, we're not going to really have any clarity. We have a few minutes to bring out some of these issues. What exactly is the purpose of a prison? So here we have Rashi. Now the problem is not everyone agrees with Rashi. Other Rishonim are jumping around here. They say that's not exactly why he was put in prison. He was put in prison. They did not even know it was detention. They did not know if he's chayev misa. Rashi is taking sides. Rashi says he clearly knew he's chayev misa. We have to put him in prison. So I'm chayev misa instead of pachat. So you're going to run away. Who says I did anything wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. So why then would we put him in prison? Other Rishonim said, there's a lot here. I just can't find everything in the type of memory. Is he's a danger to society? Danger to what? Chil Shabbos. If he was mechal Shabbos already once, he'll do it again. And people are going to watch him in Mechal Shabbos. They're going to learn from him. It's not so terrible to Mechal Shabbos. Hashem said, don't be Mechal Shabbos. Look, you don't have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can get away, you can be Mechal Shabbos.
Lightning doesn't strike you.
He was a danger. In fact, some learn, the eyes of the Gemara says, some in fact learn that he was Mechal Shabbos, the Shem Shemayim, exactly, so that they should put him to death. They should put him to death to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson that it would deal with serious business. A very bizarre thing, but Chazal say such a thing. He did it. He did it to show that if you Mechal Shabbos. But in the meantime, he may continue to Mechal Shabbos a few more times, and people are going to learn from him. They're going to, what is he doing? He's Mechal Shabbos. So he's a danger to society. I think Rabbeinu Bechaya says this. Look in the Mikros Gedolos. Today they have the new Mikros Gedolos, the article, the Nekudos, it's laid out so nice, so easy. You look at the Olam Rishonim, not everyone agrees to Rashi that they knew that he was Mechal Shabbos. I don't know Mechal Shabbos. I don't know what we don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe not. In the meantime, let's put him away because we don't want him to be a danger. A whole very big nafkamina. What is the role of a prison? Is there such a thing as protecting society from people learning from his evil ways? Okay, now, here's another very big issue. When did they put him in? When did this happen? Obviously, it was Shabbos.
Yeah.
It was Shabbos because what did he do? He was Mechal Shabbos. So when did they put him in prison? Bo Bayom on Shabbos. Big question. Is there an Isser Derais of Tzeda by human beings? Okay, let me give you a bizarre. If you put a net into the ocean to trap fish, is that Tzeda? Of course. I put a net into the ocean, to the river, and comes up a fish. Let's say I put a net into the river and comes up a person. My lucky day. I put a net and there's a person just happens to go for a Shabbos swim. You're not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos, but not everyone knows that. It's a hot summer day, and a person happens to be swimming in the water on Shabbos, and I cast the net. Okay, and I cast the net. And
we learned this when we talked about dog on Shabbos, whether you can keep dogs.
By animals. So my question to you is there an Isser Derais of trapping a human being? Right. If I put a net into a river, and I pull up the net, and look what I got inside.
Someone that was in the mikvah.
Someone went swimming on Shabbos.
The mikvah.
Did I violate the Isser Derais of Tzeda? It's a big machloikis Rishonim. The Rambam is mashma, yes. The Rambam says, no, not shoygeik. Let's say you do it. You do it. The trap, whatever you want to trap in the water. Let's say someone's drowning. Chas v'shalom. That's pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. But is it still tzeda? Is it still called a ma'aseh tzeda? I'm sure you can shuk lom shekesis. You want to go trap? Is it tzeda? The Rambam is mashma yes. The mashma says tzedas adam is a tolada of tzeda of animals, and there's other rishonim say there's no such thing as tzeda by a human being because tzeda is only. There's a rule in the tzeda that people usually do this. It's not benimsa to trap human beings. It's not a mitzias to trap human beings to go put nets to catch. So there's no, it's not shaykh than tzeda by a human being. The nafkamin is to put a person in prison. It's like a deer. A deer runs into a room and you close the door. That is tzeda deraisa. A deer goes into a room, you lock the door, you've entrapped it, say, the deer in an enclosure. To go out on Shabbos.
Lock the door.
What?
A kid walks in, you lock the door, and he can't come out. Does that say
this? So it can be problematic.
That's the game more than the net, you know.
But when it comes to in Carson, the child is, you're not really locking the child's derech, the way that's you live in the house. There's a certain derech of living that he writes about. This is the way people live. People, they go into the house, you lock the door. You lock the door. To be inside, you have children. This is not called tzeda. Tzeda is you trap something. You do something, you don't want to prevent something from going out.
You don't want to go out. No.
All right, I don't know the answer. I don't know. You have to be ma'ayin into this more, in a chanami. But taking a human being that otherwise would be a free citizen, free to travel the world, and taking and putting him into a cell, l'choyer would be a real example of tzeda by human beings. Question, how then were they allowed to take the mekoshesh, put the mekoshesh in this mishmar, in this cell? This is a gedder of tzeda. So this is a summon because of this. If you look in the Rishon, take them across, could also learn when it says "Vayanicheh b'mishmar." Some Rishon were out of their way to write; they put him in the mishmar, mitzoy Shabbos, not on Shabbos. Because mitzoy Shabbos, an incredible chesh. How far it goes? Are you allowed to? Now, that also works well with the assumption that there's no fear the person would run away. Why would there be no fear the person would run away? Why would that not be an issue? Because if he's not yet chayav misa, we don't even know. Maybe you're not chayav misa. So you're not chayav misa, you're not a flight risk. Because you, as far as you're concerned, you think you're innocent. But a person's already chayav misa, then you have to take into consideration. Maybe in a chanami, in this case, there will be Shema Yivrach. Where does Shema Yivrach override tzeda deraisa or tzeda derabban? Is it a danger to society? Is it not a danger to society? These are all different issues. Now, another issue with regard to tzeda is let's go to last week's parasha, Bahaloscha. Eldad Umeidad. What did Yoshua say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Kiloim. Rashi has two interpretations. Hatel aleim tzorchei tzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu, you got to finish them off. Make them rabbanim. Make them become rabbanim. Give them tzorchei tzibur, and that will finish them off. Rashi, in the second interpretation, says, "Tnom el day sakela lefi shohayu misnabim Moshe meis Yeshua machnes es Yisrael aretz." Now, what's the problem? So what? Big deal. Moshe is going to die, and Yeshua is going to take everyone into Eretz Yisrael. That's the reason to put them in prison. How do you understand the second interpretation of Rashi? When Rashi learns a word, it means to me, and puts them in prison. So here's a debate among the Acharonim. Either it means Eina Chanami, it's nothing more than a new understanding of punishment. Okay, so far, what have we learned about prison? Shema Yivrach, a danger to society. People are going to learn from his evil ways from Michal Shabbos. And now, according to the Pashtus of Eldad Umeidad, is punishment. Eldad Umeidad are saying nasty things. They're talking about that you, Moshe, you're going to die. You don't let people like that walk the streets. They have to be punished.
Or is it a danger to society?
Oh, so some want to say, no, it's a danger to society. Because why? They're demeaning Moshe Rabbeinu. They're lowering the stature. This is a debate. Maybe it's not. Maybe freedom of speech. This is all a question. What exactly, when you look at this Rashi in Parash Bahaloscha, that Moshe makes Yeshua Machnes, is this because this is a punishment? Simply means because of punishment? Or is this because there are danger to society? Now, those who want to say it's a danger to society, they elaborate a little bit more. Eldar Umeda were not from the people that received their prophecy through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Vayotzel Alaam. Moshe, he poured out upon the people the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy was poured upon the 70 Zekanim. Eldar Umeda were saying, giving over prophecy independent of Moshe Rabbeinu. There was a real concern that their prophecy was a false prophecy. It was they would nevi'ei sheker, because to be a navi emes, you would have to go through the channels. You have to go through Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayotzel, it says Vayotzel Hashem poured out upon the 70 prophets through Moshe Rabbeinu prophecy. Two people were chutz outside. They were not part of this group, and they were saying giving of a prophecy. It could very well be they were nevi'ei sheker. Nevi'ei sheker is certainly a danger to society that would need to be punishable. Okay, now there's another issue. The issue, this comes from the Rambam. The Rambam says that a person, now we in America, we're brainwashed with this principle of you are innocent until proven guilty. There are many Mekoros in Chazal that's just the opposite. You are guilty. Guilty. The Rambam cannot says this. A person is guilty until proven innocent. When a person is, there is circumstantial evidence, where there is evidence that a person, what?
I think in France, that's...
Also, guilty until proven. In America also, it's not necessarily true, you're innocent until proven guilty. It's not true. Once already, you're indicted. Just because you're indicted doesn't mean you're guilty.
Yeah, but you indicted, can buy a ham sandwich too.
Indicted means, it means that there's something to talk about. There is.
It's a piece of paper that's a good
job. You're accused, but being indicted has repercussions. Has major repercussions. I don't know, from my perspective, a person's indicted, it means you're finished for life. Today with the internet, you'll never recover from being indicted. But I didn't do anything. They haven't prosecuted me yet. Just the shame goes out, you're indicted, you'll never recover today. I don't know what more you can say that's guilty.
The first stage of being arrested.
What?
The first stage of being arrested.
Exactly, you're also innocent.
So this is what he was arrested.
So the Rambam halacha, it's clear when there is evidence present to a Beis Din for a trial, dini mamonis, dini nefashos, the person, the Rambam goes through the Seder in the laws of Sanhedrin, they're put in prison. The Rambam says the person, this evidence, witness is coming to Beis Din and say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. So Beis Din says, really? Reuven killed Shimon. The first thing they do is Reuven is put into prison. And then Beis Din, they have the chayke v'doresh, and they have to deliberate for a day, the next day, and we don't want him to run away, but he is indeed put into prison, that he should not run away. Now the Rambam goes a bit further, and this is a lot of the diyukim, the discussion. The Rambam basically learns putting the person putting the person away in prison when we indict him, is called, this is the key word, is called a maisa Beis Din. Taking the person, we have evidence, there's a problem. He may have committed a crime. Okay? We don't want him to run away. He may be a dangerous person. We have to protect society. Ooh, we may need to put whatever it's right away, put him in prison. Taking him and sending him out, a shaiter, to get a hold of him, put him in prison, is a maisa Beis Din. L'may nafka mina, let's say two witnesses come to Beis Din on Shabbos, and they say Reuven killed Shimon, or Reuven did an Avera. Does Beis Din send out a shoiter to apprehend the person on Shabbos, to arrest the person on Shabbos? And let's assume in a situation where he's not a danger to society, the only issue is he may flee. When he gets word that there's already evidence and they're going to discuss the matter, he may flee. So most poskim, I think there's a revush, there's a long revush on this. I don't remember, I prepared this, really went through a lot of stuff, but the poskim say you don't do this because on Shabbos you're not allowed to engage in Maisa Beis Din. Beis Din is not an operation, it's because Shema Yichtoif. It's one of the takonas. You may come to write something down. Beis Din Midrabanan is not allowed to sit in judgment, and that court is closed on Shabbos. It may lead to writing something down, which is Chil Shabbos. putting a person away in prison, even at the risk that he will escape, according to what it says here in Eitzrei Sarayitz, according to the vast majority of the Achrayim and the Rishayim, is not done. If the person runs away, so good for him, he ran away. He beat the system.
So Besdin doesn't sit on Shabbos.
What?
Besdin doesn't sit on Shabbos. They can't make
a... They don't sit, but the question is, do they lock him up on Shabbos? So as long as he, again, very careful what you have to say, as long as he's not a danger to society, we're not dealing with a serial killer. We're not dealing with a person who's there's also, if he owes a lot of money to someone, that's Gezer, let's say he owes a lot of money, and the only way we're going to be able to get the money back is by putting him in prison on Shabbos, arresting him on Shabbos, that's also a heter.
Physical danger, how about his setting a bad example as a danger?
Not necessarily. Setting a bad example would not necessarily be significant enough for Besdin to issue a warrant for his arrest on Shabbos. Because a warrant for his arrest on Shabbos is a ma'aseh Besdin.
Where would they hold from this?
I mean, what?
Where would they... In Israel,
Israel is not a halachic state.
So where, if not Israel, then
theoretical. No, theoretically, if you have bezman shabes in the sheikh, when the Mashiach will come, and the state of Israel will turn into a halachic state. You know, many gedolei Yisrael today, they say that you shouldn't even try to make Eretz Yisrael into a halachic state. It would be the biggest nightmare in the world, because there's no way in the modern world. There's absolutely no way in the modern world today. Eretz Yisrael, let's say all of a sudden the prime minister and all of the ministers, the cabinet. You know what? Let's satisfy the Haredim. We're going to make the justice system will be 100% according to the Torah.
That's for the caliphate as well.
All of the Rabbanim, all of the Gedolei Yisrael will pick themselves up and run away. Well, did they write? They say this. There's no way in the modern world the state of Israel can operate according to the Torah law.
Events before they escaped on Shabbos, these two guys.
When there's a Beis Hamikdash, when Mashiach will come, we'll figure out a solution how to operate the state according to the halach with the Sanhedrin. But today, it just can't work. These things can't, exactly. The system does not work. But this is what it says. It's called the Ma'ase Besdin. And a Ma'ase Besdin, the person technically can run away, as long as he's not a danger to society, and as long as it's not a situation where he owes a large sum of money which cannot be retrieved without his presence. In that case, there are many examples in halacha where you're allowed to do things on Shabbos to save money. Matzah, like a fire. There's a fire, you're allowed to go and have the fire put out on Shabbos by a guy, or even to walk pachos from Dalai Lamas. When there's a loss of money, then there are exceptions. But if the person just, it's a knas, he did an aver, which Besdin will give him a knas, or the person was mechal Shabbos, the person deserves malchus. He deserves malchus. Someone came along and said, he went and he ate non-kosher. We warned him, we gave him hasra, we told him the pasuk in the Torah, he didn't listen to us, he ate the chazer. So Besdin says, okay, so what do we have to do? This person is a flight risk. He deserves malchus. He's setting a bad example for his family, for his friends, for society. We give him malchus. And if he knows that we're going to deliberate, if he deserves malchus, he's going to run away. So let him run away, gesunte heit. Because we're not going to go through the effort of going and capturing him on Shabbos and holding him in prison while we deliberate, because capturing him is called the Ma'aseh Besdin. And you don't do those things on Shabbos. If it was not Shabbos, so from the Rambam it's mashma, you might be chayiv malchus. And if you're chayiv malchus, you're certainly going to want to run away. So in the meantime, we're going to lock you up. In the meantime, you're not going nowhere. I'm sure they had a real jail. I'm sure they had
in
the desert it says Bamishmar. Yeah, indeed it says Bamishmar. They had tents. Detention center. Guards, you need someone to stand around them. Okay. What about imprisoning a person for punishment? So again, the only makar we have for punishment is that we mentioned a killer aim that Yoshua said to Moshe, Kiloim. Rashi, the second interpretation, says he's been disrespectful to you. And for disrespect, he deserves punishment. And punishment is imprisonment. Indeed, the Rambam says that the Mepharshim told that in the time of Chazal, Bezdin would punish people in order to force them to do certain. If a person was married to a person he should not be married to. Kohen is married to a Gerusha. So the halacha is Bezdin can torture him. Bezdin can torture him, Tam Chazal, until he divorces the Gerusha. He's not allowed to be married to Tam Chazal. So what about putting him in a prison? Certainly, a prison is less than torture. It's not torture. Just putting him in a dirty old dungeon until he agrees to go to separate himself from a Gerusha would be permitted. Okay, so these are the basic issues. What we find in the Olam, we certainly find various Mekoros in Chazal. Stop here.